So what about the technical errors? Does that provide a separate basis here, and where do they fall? So recall the third reason that an agency head could make a change was if the agency found that there was a technical error with a finding of fact. With respect to this, there's not much case law guidance to help us here. And if you go back and look at some of the secondary sources, it suggests that this reason was intended to allow an agency to fix typos or make grammatical corrections to a finding of fact. So do we think then that this reason then limits the ability of an agency head to change a finding of fact on other bases? I don't think so, as long as the agency can justify it under E1 or E2, since both allow an agency to change a finding of fact on those specific bases. And perhaps I think the best support for allowing an agency to change a finding of fact or add findings of fact, at least based on substantial evidence, is outlined in the paper that accompanies this presentation. But to me, the argument sort of boils down again to this, and that is agencies are subject to judicial review under 2001-174 of the APA, and they can be reversed if a finding of fact lacks evidentiary support. So then the argument would be, so then why shouldn't the agency head be able to change an ALJ's finding of fact on the same basis? And I think that's a pretty compelling argument. But again, you have to go back and look at the specific words in 2001-058, E1, 2, and 3. All right, well, now let's get into some of the specific agencies that utilize SOA but might have some powers or limitations that are different than what we talked about under the general authority. And there are a lot of other agencies that utilize SOA that the authority is the general authority, but these five have something different. And so we're going to walk through them here today. So the first is the Public Utility Commission. And we've copied here, this is from Texas Government Code, Chapter 2003, and specifically 49G. And 2003 is the SOA authorizing statute here. And I'm not going to read all of this, but I've emphasized what I think are some of the main points, and that is to note the notwithstanding language here you see in the first line, that notwithstanding 2001-058, again, that is the general authority. And this notwithstanding language has been interpreted by the case law to expressly supersede 2001-058. Yet, when you look at the specific language that follows in 49G, it's nearly identical to the language that you see in 2001-058, the general authority, with respect to at least 1A and 2. And so there are two instances that I'll point out here where there are some differences. One, we don't see the specific reference to making a change based on a technical error. And then two, more importantly, you have the addition of what is 1B. So now you have a specific reference to the ability of the agency, and this would be the PUC here, to determine if an ALJ's finding of fact is not supported by a preponderance of the evidence. And it seems to me that the technical error basis could now just be part of this new evidentiary basis for making a change. And that preponderance of the evidence standard is the classic evidentiary standard that's used by original fact finders in civil trials, or in this case, SOA ALJs. So what does that mean? How has that been interpreted, that 1B? Well, in the Southwestern Public Services Company versus PUC case, specifically found that Section 2003-049G, and this would be referring to 1B, allows the commission to assume an original fact-finding role. And interestingly, when you go and look at that case, it views the general authority as the general restrictive section, which I think would imply that agencies subject to the general restrictive section would not have an original fact-finding role. All right, what other powers or what else does the PUC have to do? Well, like we saw with the general statute, the commission is required to state in writing the specific reason and legal basis for its determination. And we're going to see that that is a consistent requirement almost across the board with agencies, that if they're going to make a change, assuming they have that power, that they need to provide in writing the specific reason and then the legal basis for that determination. So that's the PUC. And you'll see that they have some special powers that we didn't actually explicitly see in the general authority. And as we work through some of these other agencies, we'll point out those differences. So the next agency that we're going to look at is the comptroller here. And in this case, you're going to look to 2003-101E. And like, I've copied that provision here. I'm not going to read it again. But like with the PUC, very similar language. Notwithstanding Section 2001-058, which again is the general authority. And similar to the PUC, we have a 1B power. And the 1B power is, again, that original fact-finding power. There's no reference to a technical error for changing a finding of fact. But again, I think that's going to be subsumed within 1B.